I'd like now to welcome Karen Wiley. She is with the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation here in the state of New Mexico. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you for having me.
So we're here to talk about something called the Ticket to Work program. And as I understand it, and I don't fully understand it, that is for people who are on disability of one kind or another and are ready to get back to work, but only part-time?
People can go back part-time or full-time depending on what they need. The ticket is anybody who's on Social Security disability, either SSDI or SSI, between the ages of 18 and 64, usually have a ticket. And the ticket is designed to do three things.
They actually have a ticket? Somebody sends them a ticket in the mail?
Yes. But it's just this is my favorite saying to say. It's just a physical manifestation of an idea. You do not have to have that piece of paper in order to use it. It's just designed when it originally came out, like 4 years ago, was to tell people that, yes, you can go to work. And if you need help going back to work, there are people who have signed contracts with Social Security to do so, to help you. And while you're trying to go back to work and the ticket's assigned or in use, you are protected from medical CDRs.
What is a CDR?
A CDR is continuing disability review.
Ah.
Social Security doesn't believe anybody has a permanent disability. They believe people have permanent impairments, permanent conditions. But they don't believe that for everyone that means you'll never be able to go back to work. And so they do reviews either every year, every 3 years, or 5 to 7 years.
Right.
And I always hear people say that they had some friend who went back to work and Social Security found them medically improved right away. Well, medical improvement can be found only at a medical CDR. And while your ticket's in use, Social Security cannot do that review, so you cannot be found medically improved.
So, this is a situation that I know personally people who've been in, which is that they are disabled through an illness or accident or whatever, and after some period of time, they're ready to go back to work. They're passionate to go back to work, but if they work for more than a couple of hours a day, they lapse back into their illness, or they can't do more than a certain amount of a day. But they'd like to do that, but if they do it, then they're afraid that their disability will go away, so they're caught between wanting or needing to work and being afraid, sometimes with good reason, that they're going to lose all their benefits.
Well, Social Security, the definition of disability for Social Security is the inability to make a certain amount of money because of a medical condition. So if a person goes back to work and is unable to make that amount of money, then they have nothing to fear from Social Security. Because the rules are designed to basically say that, you know, because you can't work, you can't earn enough money to support yourself. And then Social Security has work incentives that you get to deduct things from your pay before you even report that. So this year, the what they call substantial gainful activity, Social Security can't talk English, and I don't speak grammar well either. They have a ruler, and the countable income has to be under $980
per month.
Per month. But you get to deduct things like anything it costs you to go back to work, co-pays on medications, treatments that you may do, things the doctor orders for you that are not covered.
Right.
And so all of those things are to protect people so that until they can earn enough money to cover those things, they're going to be able to still get Social Security and their health insurance for a very long time.
So if there are people who've basically signed up to work with people who are trying to go back to work, what is their role, the people who've signed up?
Well, the Social Security calls these people employment networks, and their role is to either help people find jobs, get the services they need to get rehabilitated to go back to work, or to support them once they're back into the employment arena. So if a person, say this is a kind of typical scenario in New Mexico, they might start out with DVR, Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, to get their services. But DVR closes the case after a certain amount of time. You can assign your ticket to an employment network after this who can help you maintain your job, to have support when you're too tired or you don't know how to handle the stress or you're having trouble with your boss or or you want to find a different job. And they'll follow you on to whatever you need.
One of the things that I found very interesting was there was a breakdown that you all put out, the Benefit Information Center breakdown, of what kind of disabilities people have. And the number one disability was mental and emotional disorder. And the number two was systems diseases, which sounds sort of vague. What are the things that are, how are people getting disabled these days?
Well, from my understanding, and the last time I had heard a report, the number one illness that people are getting Social Security disability, their SSDI or SSI for, is mental health. The second are generally nationwide are orthopedic, back injury, paraplegic. But Social Security also has grouped quite a number of people with what's called a system disorder, which can be cancer, fibromyalgia, diabetes, respiratory, whatever else is going on.
So if people want to find out more about working and having this ticket to work while they are disabled or as they are dealing with their disability, who should they call?
Well, we have two ways of doing that. One is we have what's called Work Incentive Seminar events, and on Wednesday the 18th, we are having one at the Workforce Connection down on DeVargas. Anybody's invited to attend, and they can come in and learn about the ticket and about the work incentives.
What time is that?
That starts at 1:30 on Wednesday the 18th. And then another way is they can call the 800 number, which is 1-800-318-1469. They'll get Stefan Strohmeyer, and he can answer basic questions. Or in town, it's 954-8523.
Karen Wiley is with the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break right now. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stay tuned to KSFR.